When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and Business Banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
It's time now for the Noontime News on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7, K289CE of Grand Forks, online at KROXAM.com, the free KROX mobile app, and on Alexa as well. Just say, Alexa, listen to KROX in Crookston. Taking a look at our World and National News headlines on this June 19th. Good afternoon, I'm Chris Fee. A UN Commission independent expert says there is credible evidence to warrant further investigation into the possible role of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Releasing a 101-page report, Special Reporter Agnes Callamard said responsibility for Khashoggi's killing falls on Saudi Arabia. She said it is hard to accept the theory that the October 2nd murder had been planned without any authorization from superiors. Russia's foreign ministry has dismissed charges against Russian nationals and the downing of a Malaysia Airlines passenger jet over the Ukraine in 2014 as absolutely unfounded. The international team investigating the downing of the Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 has announced murder charges against three Russians and one Ukrainian for their alleged roles in the attack that killed 298 people on board. Russia's foreign ministry criticized the investigators for using dubious sources of information. The Trump administration expects new coal-fired power plants to open as a result of a major new regulatory change. Environmental Protection Agency Chief Andrew Wheeler says he expects that increase in coal plants as a result of the repeal of the Obama-era Clean Power Plan. The Obama-era plan sought to fight climate change by prodding coal-fired power plants out of the nation's electrical grid. Wheeler says the administration's repeal will lead investors to put money into more coal plants. Iraqi officials say two rockets have landed on oil company sites in Iraq's southern Basra province, one landing near the facilities of a Turkish company just hours after a similar attack on an ExxonMobil Corporation site that injured three local workers, one seriously. There was no immediate reports of damage at the service company in the compound in Berisha. The company is affiliated with British Petroleum. And President Trump raised $24.8 million in less than 24 hours after kicking off his re-election campaign. The sum was announced in a tweet Wednesday morning by Republican Party Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel. It dwarfs what the top Democrat contenders in the 2020 White House primary raised over the course of the first 3 months of this year. It's a demonstration of power of incumbency, while underscoring Democratic worries that they're not doing enough to prepare for 2020. Everybody hates him, but he raised $24.8 million in less than 24 hours, and you can insert most of it came from Russia joke there if you want. That or wherever else, but that's pretty impressive numbers there. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and Business Banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister.
you mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
Taking a look at the present conditions right now in downtown Crookston, not too bad of a day. It's partly to mostly sunny skies, 73 degrees, a southeast wind of 7 miles an hour, barometric pressure at 29.84 inches and falling, humidity is at 41%. So all those numbers, pretty nice, we'll take that. The forecast for the rest of today, not too bad of a day, almost perfect, partly sunny, highs in the mid-70s, southeast winds of 5 to 15. Then tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of rain showers after midnight, lows in the mid-50s, southeast winds of 5 to 15. And then the rest of the week and into the weekend, that chance of rain and thunderstorms each and every day through Tuesday now. I think they just throw it in there just to be safe, but yesterday turned out to be a pretty pleasant day. Today looks like it'll be a nice day. And earlier in the week and last weekend, we had a chance of rain every day, but they've just pushed that back now Thursday through Tuesday. We'll tell you more about that coming up a little later here in the noontime news. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have partly to mostly sunny skies, 73 degrees. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
One of the best ways to say you care and make someone happy is with flowers from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Whatever the occasion, their floral arrangements will make it special. They don't just create awesome bouquets, they create emotions. Montague's Flower Shop also has many wonderful and unique gift ideas for those special occasions. Let Montague's Flower Shop at 114 North Main in downtown Crookston be your first choice for flowers. Give them a call at 281-4419. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston.
Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
Well, taking a look at the state news, gas prices, you probably noticed, continue to drop, which is unusual over the summer travel season. Mark Peterson with AAA Minnesota says the average right now is $2.58.
It's actually a little unusual for it to be down because usually summer is there's a higher demand.
The question is, will gas prices hold steady into the July 4th holiday?
I think it's too early to tell. Obviously, with what's going on in the Middle East and the tankers, if that continues, obviously that could impact sales, I think, quite a bit.
Gas prices are about 20 cents lower compared to this time last year. So if you think it seems low for this time of year, you are correct. And it's hard to believe we're through the middle of June, and you know what's right around the corner? We've seen these sports information directors. I don't know what's wrong with them. They're all sick in the head. They're all talking about the first football games in 80 days, 82 days. Want to go drive down to Mankato or wherever they are and slap them up a little bit. We're not ready for football yet. But the 31 new foods are coming, and football coming, that means the state fair is coming as well. 31 new foods at the 2019 Minnesota State Fair. Among them, breakfast potato skins.
It's a deep fried potato skin stuffed with scrambled eggs and peppers, topped with blackened beef chislik, which is a South Dakota bar food staple, and then it's drizzled with a béarnaise sauce.
State Fair spokeswoman Danielle Dollinger says there's also the Bada Bing sandwich.
It's an Italian-inspired warm flatbread sandwich with ham, salami, melted mozzarella cheese, tomatoes, fresh basil, and creamy balsamic vinaigrette dressing.
Other foods include cheesy sriracha funnel cake bites, deep-fried dilly dog, and a Joey Mary. A complete list of new foods and vendors can go to the MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com. But There you go. If you're looking forward to the state fair, and I know many of you are, and probably 50% of the reason why most people go is to try those different foods. Critics of a planned PolyMet copper nickel mine in northeastern Minnesota says a leaked email from a senior state pollution control official sought to keep Environmental Protection Agency staffers' concerns about the project out of the public eye. The March 2018 email from a Minnesota Pollution Control Agency assistant commissioner asked EPA officials not to file written comments during Minnesota's public comment period on the mine's water quality permit. Authorities say an Uber driver rescued a woman who had been shot and left to die along a road in Washington County. A 23-year-old St. Paul man suspected of being in the U.S. illegally is charged with attempted murder and kidnapping. A criminal complaint says the Uber driver found the woman bleeding from the chest along a road near Stillwater in the early morning hours of June 9th. A figure skating coach has pled guilty in Hennepin County to sexually abusing a student. 48-year-old Thomas Encantalupo of St. Louis Park entered the plea to two counts of criminal sexual conduct Tuesday for abusing the girl beginning when she was 14 years old in 2015 and continuing for 2 years. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office says Encantalupo would sexually abuse a girl on skating trips and outside of the U.S. Sheriff's officials say a farmer in western Minnesota has died after he was trampled by his livestock. 41-year-old Craig Thones was found dead near a bull and two cows on Saturday at his farm southwest of Parker's Prairie. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says Thones was apparently trampled by the bull and possibly the cows. The Highway Patrol says it has arrested a sex offender who walked away from a civil commitment at a North Dakota State Hospital. The patrol says Jerry Stewart was spotted walking along Highway 281 about 13 miles south of Jamestown about 6:30 a.m. Wednesday. Several motorists alerted authorities about the man. He was taken into custody without incident. The 30-year-old Stewart walked away from the hospital Tuesday night. A federal appeals court has affirmed a decision by a North Dakota judge who blocked a merger between Sanford Health and a private physicians group. Sanford, headquartered in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, wanted to acquire Mid-Dakota Clinic, but the Federal Trade Commission and the North Dakota Attorney General's Office objected to the merger. That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the sports. That's coming up after this from Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
One of the best ways to say you care and make someone happy is with flowers from Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston. Whatever the occasion, their floral arrangements will make it special. They don't just create awesome bouquets, they create emotions. Montague's Flower Shop also has many wonderful and unique gift ideas for those special occasions. Let Montague's Flower Shop at 114 North Main in downtown Crookston be your first choice for flowers. Give them a call at 281-4419. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston.
Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is where you'll find superior appliances by Speed Queen. They offer industry-leading up to 7-year warranty on parts and labor, depending on model purchased. Speed Queen uses metal components where others use plastic. Speed Queen rigorously tests their products beyond their limit to ensure consistent, reliable performance and superior wash results. Stop by and take a look at the USA-built Speed Queen appliances at Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. They also have a full-service department that'll make repairs on most brands of appliances. Call 281-1370. Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston.
I'll take a look at the sports scene. The Crookston American Legion Post 20 baseball team picked up a doubleheader sweep against Fargo Post 400 Tuesday evening, winning Game 1 5-4 on a walk-off hit by Brooks Butt and holding on to an early lead to win Game 2 4-3. In Game 1, Joe Dota picked up a complete game victory on the mound, and Gunnar Gunderson was 1-for-2 with a walk. Game 2, Jacob Miller picked up the win, going 6 innings. Brooks Butt picked up the save. Offensively, Crookston was led by Blake Fee, who went 2-for-2 with a double and 2 runs batted in, and Cade Coet was 2-for-2. Crookston improves to 4-2 on the year. They will host Stephen Argyle in a doubleheader on Thursday. The Crookston Babe Ruth baseball team, that's 14 and 15-year-olds, won the Thief River Falls Tournament Championship this past weekend. In the first round, they beat Thief River Falls 15s 5-4. Second round, they beat Roseau 15s 10-8. And then in the championship, they beat up on Warroad. Always nice when you beat Warroad, 13-3. Members of the team are Jacob Miller, Kay DeLeon, Ashton Larson, Brooks Butt, Cade Kowet, Jacob Hesby, Gunnar Gunderson. No, this isn't the Legion team. This is the Babe Ruth team. Lucas Miller, Blake Melsha, and Justin Lindgren. The team is coached by Joe Doda. For the story, stats, scoring, pictures, and more, go to KROXAM.com. Click on sports. As you can tell, the Pirate baseball team was pretty young this past year. Obviously, not having a senior was part of that. Taking a look at the scoreboard from last night. I don't know if this has ever happened to me before, but I did not stay up to watch the end of a Twins game in extra innings. The Twins lost. I fell asleep. I think I emailed Mark at the end of the 15th, going into the 16th. I said, Mark, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Might want to update the score on the website if that happens. And I woke up, and they're replaying the Twins game, so I don't know what time I woke up. But the last time I looked at the clock, it was 12:15. But the Twins, they win by a final score of 4-3 and 17 innings. They almost played two full games. Max Kepler, only fittingly, he had the single with one out in the 17th to give the Twins a 4-3 victory. The Twins looked like they were going to lose in the 13th when they gave up a solo home run. But Kepler hit a tying home run in the 13th. He crushed it, too. Upper deck shot in the second level right above the right field fence, and it was quite the game there for the Twins, an important win for the Twins, even though it's still early, but they needed to get that one after two pretty good games with the Red Sox so far. The series will continue tonight. The Twins host Boston, 6:30 the pregame, 7:10 will be the first pitch. The way the first two games have gone, we're thinking this one should be a pretty good one as well. And yesterday, as you probably heard, the two University of Minnesota Golden Gopher wrestlers who are arrested on suspicion of criminal sexual conduct will remain suspended from the team activity as authorities continue to investigate. Prosecutors said Tuesday that an investigation of Gable Stevenson, probably one of the most well-known wrestlers out of Minnesota in many years, and Dylan Martinez continues, but no charges can be brought at this time. The University of Minnesota Athletic Department issued a statement saying the athlete suspension will remain in place for now. And that is about it on the sports scene. And that is it. We will take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance.
Enjoy fresh produce from Hugo's Family Marketplace. Summer ripe nectarines and peaches, $1.69 a pound. The one-pound packages of California strawberries, 2 for $4. Hugo's also has the 15-ounce assorted Western or Wishbone dressing, 2 for $3. Assorted sizes and varieties of Hellman's Mayo, $2.99. 16-ounce assorted Daisy Sour Cream or Cottage Cheese, 2 for $5. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on. Like the Cookout Kings, who invite you over every weekend for Burgerpalooza. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Taking a look at the local news, the Crookston Planning Commission, they met Tuesday to continue reviewing the Gateway Overlay District that the City Council sent back to the Planning Commission after it passed through the Ways and Means Committee. Mayor Guy Martin and City Council members Steve Erickson, Dale Stainbrook, Jake Fee, and Don Cavalier all attended the meeting. The meeting was kept brief as the Planning Commission came to the agreement that the ordinance for the Gateway Overlay District had been discussed extensively enough by the Commission to send the proposal to the City Council, but not before one amendment was made. The primary concern brought up in the meeting was how Epitome Energy or any other future new businesses would face additional cost when moving into one of the designated entry points to Crookston that would require any new business to meet the specifications required by the Gateway Overlay District. Specifically noted as a cost that could escalate quickly was the requirement to put in an impervious surface for parking for any new business that tries to open or relocate along the Gateway Overlay District, and that provision was amended out of the proposal before being sent forward to the City Council, explained City Administrator Shannon Stassen.
We'll make that adjustment with parking lots. We'll visit with the city attorney. He'll change that language a little bit, and we'll take it back to council right away on Monday.
Any additional discussion on the Gateway Overlay District moving forward will be dealt with at the city council meeting on Monday, with Stassen suggesting any further discussion regarding the overlay district beyond future city council meetings unlikely.
Well, I think anything's possible, but the planning commission was pretty clear that, you know, they felt they had done their work and that it was, you know, time to forward it on to the council. And if there's adjustments that need to be made beyond this point, I guess the feeling was the council certainly has that right to make adjustments as they see fit.
Prior to the meeting's conclusion, an additional motion passed approving Epitome Energy's potential use of land for a soybean processing facility that the commission concluded fit the heavy industrial zoning requirements. But talking to many business owners, still not fans of the Gateway Overlay District. They like the idea, but it's just not a popular one for most businesses, especially those that live or that have businesses in those areas. The Polk County Commissioners meet on Tuesday afternoon in the Commissioners' Room at the Polk County Government Center. The consent agenda included Commissioner warrants and sign audit list approving payment to card member services in St. Louis, Missouri for $19,167.58 in credit card purchases. Also authorize other smaller, like a port adapter cables, payment for $139.20, and other things. The board also discussed canceling the July 2nd meeting, but tabled the discussion until their next meeting on June 25th. The board moved to apply for and accept a grant appropriated in the Minnesota State Legislature as a deputy registrar reimbursement grant. The grant is related to the issues with the development and deployment of the Minnesota License and Registration System, MNLARS, explains Director of Property Records Michelle Cody.
We are eligible for $39,831.83 of reimbursement from the state of Minnesota. This comes from recent legislative actions where the legislation set aside $13 million as deputy reimbursement for what you could call the pains of MNLARS. Typically, every deputy office across the state has suffered with lower transaction counts because each process takes a little bit longer. They've had to hire additional staff. So there has been a cost to each office, and these funds are designed to reimburse the deputy offices for that. In consideration for accepting the funds, each county or office will hold the state of Minnesota harmless from any and all claims regarding MNLARS.
The License Center is also moving ahead with their remodel, which will utilize some of the current office equipment with an updated design. The License Center operations will need to be moved to a temporary location on the first floor until the remodel is finished, according to Cody.
We are remodeling our License Center to make it more conducive to the way we do business now. As far as our customer has a little bit longer transaction time, we have to have them there from start to finish. We will have a bit more of a kind of a bank teller look where the customer will step up to an employee's cube to be assisted.
Beginning Monday, June 24th, the License Center will be located on the first floor with signage pointing customers in the right direction until work is complete. The board voted to distribute surplus funds to the Sandhill Watershed District on two completed bonding items by the district totaling $121,233.95. The board approved social services request to fill two soon-to-be-vacated social worker positions and a highway department request to reclassify two unfilled engineer positions to help with filling those vacancies. The board also approved a resolution to serve as the lead applicant on a build transportation grant with Trail County for the Neillsville Bridge. Their final actions were to adopt a purchasing policy and an agreement for a procurement card program, explains Polk County Administrator Chuck Whiting.
We're kind of updating our purchasing policies, and we're looking ahead to having a procurement card system approach to purchasing. And board approved the policy, made some changes, kind of consolidated what we had together, and then approved an agreement through the state with U.S. Bank for procurement cards or P cards. Some businesses are familiar with this, and we'll try to capitalize on rebates from purchases that we make, and it'll help relieve us of some of our paper systems that we've been adhering to for years.
The board approved one other item, a final plot for Hope Cemetery in Garfield Township, but the action had to be tabled as the plot maps submitted to the county didn't have the appropriate signature lines. If estate planning is on your mind, but you do not know where to start, you're not alone. 70% of adult Americans do not have an estate plan. Fortunately, the Riverview Foundation has the resources and capacity to help. The Riverview Foundation is once again offering a free estate planning seminar to teach participants tax-saving strategies to help maximize the benefits of giving while maintaining your lifestyles. The community education session will be held Tuesday, June 25th at 6:30 p.m. at the North Shore Room, Crookston Inn and Convention Center. Refreshments will be served. Bill Moritz of Moritz & Associates, a faith and value-centered estate law firm, will give the presentation Five Strategies to a More Generous Life. Moritz has been assisting Crookston families and regional trusted advisors since 2010 under a grant program from Dakota Medical Foundation. He will share his holistic approach to estate planning, successfully helping families plan for their futures and caring for their loved ones, focused on their personal faith, values, goals, and passions. And for more information on this program, you can contact Kent Bruin at Riverview Foundation, 281-9249. Summer is in full swing at the Rydell and Glacial Ridge National Wildlife Refuges. There are lots of great wildlife viewing opportunities at both refuges right now. It's a great time to observe a wide variety of baby wildlife, and as the summer progresses, a diversity of colorful wildflowers will dot the landscape of both refuges. The Rydell National Wildlife Refuge Visitor Center and Friends of Rydell and Glacial Ridge Refuges Association Nature Store, will be open Thursdays through Mondays, closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays this summer from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. For more information about the centers, you can go to or call 218-687-2229, extension 21, and or go to our website, KROXAM.com, and look for the story there. And we have email and phone numbers there as well. Hugo's Family Marketplace is pleased to announce that Kristen Wings has been promoted to deli director. Kristen will oversee deli operations for all Hugo's Family Marketplace locations, including Crookston. The Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrest of the following: Carol Rodriguez Gomez, 40, of East Grand Forks, for felony second-degree possession of 6 grams or more of cocaine, heroin, or meth. The Crookston Police Department responded to a report of an accident at 12:02 p.m. at West 6th Street and North Main Street. Yesterday, the accident occurred between a 2007 Chrysler Town & Country driven by Noah Danielson of Crookston and a 2007 Kia Spectra driven by Jenna Porter of Crookston. There were no injuries and minor damage to both vehicles. Porter was issued for a citation for failure to yield. On the obituary desk, Dwayne Halstengard, 84, of Fertile, died Sunday at his home with his family by his side. The funeral for Dwayne Halstengard will be at 10 a.m. Friday, June 21st, at Hope Evangelical Free Church of Fertile. Visitation will be Thursday, June 20th, from 5 to 7, with a 6:30 p.m. prayer service at the church. Burial will be at the Hope Cemetery at a later date. Arrangements are at the Erickson Vic Ganji Funeral Home. That's a look at the local news as we now shift over to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny to partly sunny skies, 73 degrees, a southeast wind of 7 miles an hour. Barometric pressure is down at 29.84 inches. Humidity is down a bit as well at 41%. The sun rose this morning at 5:27. The sun will set at 9:28 for 16 hours, 1 minute of daylight. Today's record high, 99, set in 1933. The record low, 34, set in 1940. Year ago high, 81. Year ago low, 61. The average high, 78. The average low, 54. Yesterday, we had a beautiful 75 with a low of 52. And it looks like today will be a carbon copy type day. Today, partly sunny skies expected. The rest of the day, highs in the mid-70s, southeast winds of 5 to 15. This is the latest update from the National Weather Service in Grand Forks. For tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies, a 50% chance of rain showers after midnight, lows in the mid-50s, southeast winds of 5 to 15. Thursday, rain showers and a slight chance of thunderstorms, high 65 to 70, southeast winds of 10 to 20, wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour, and a 90% chance of rain tomorrow. For Friday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, a slight chance of thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s, a 50% chance of rain. Saturday, partly sunny, a chance of rain showers, a slight chance of thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, a slight chance of thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. Monday, mostly sunny, a chance of rain, and a slight chance of thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. And Tuesday, mostly sunny, you guessed it, a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms, highs again in the mid-70s. So if the rain can stay away, it looks like it's a perfect forecast. Although if we get a little bit of rain, it'd be nice maybe just one day instead of a chance the whole week. So that is your forecast and a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News was brought to you today in part by American Federal Bank, Stennis Granite, Montague's Flower Shop, Pru Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.